In an isolated town in eastern Oregon, a place tucked into a fold in a brown and rumpled landscape, artist Daniel Robinson paints. He has a lot around him for inspiration: pine forests on the horizon, snow-capped mountains beyond, and a sky clear and blue above. But Robinson doesn't paint any of that, focusing on industrial landscapes instead: mills, factories, granaries, loading docks. His oil paintings appear in a new book titled In Oregon. Robinson says his visits to Oregon City, a mill town south of Portland, figure prominently in his approach to art.
There's a mill on each side of the river, and there's a waterfall in between. So it's a very dramatic, picturesque spot in many ways. I was up above the bluff looking down. The cliff is maybe 150 feet with no fence or anything, so you're just kind of standing there looking down on the mill, this beautiful old powerhouse that's down there, and I just fell in love with it. Just the whole atmosphere, looking upstream at just the beautiful river coming down, and then downstream at the factories and the steam gushing out. So I was just captivated by it and got really excited.
This is a mill. It's a working mill, right? We're not talking about an abandoned place.
No, the steam's coming out, and they're alive. They're, you know, thundering and shaking, and I mean, you can feel the hum. You know, it's exciting to harness the powers of nature and to be able to do it in a responsible way, but in a way that creates a community that is a meaningful place to live, that provides working people with a dignified life.
Your new collection of paintings has been compiled into a book, and is there a painting in this collection that's basically a favorite of yours?
One of the ones I really like is a painting called Flat Face. You're looking across the river. In the foreground, it's actually a settling tank, a water treatment tank, and there's a guy in his boat fishing down there. And then there's this beautiful seawall that the mill is perched on top of. I don't know how old it is, but it's probably, I would guess, almost 100 years old. And so it's got beautiful erosion marks from when the water has kind of sculpted it. And there are these really neat stains on it. And I think the juxtaposition that is exciting to me is just between the natural and the industrial too, is that, you know, this is not a dead river. This is a vibrant river. It's alive with fish and even sea lions and things that migrate up to eat the fish. But and yet there is this kind of hardcore industrial thing going on all at the same time.
You know, the places that you paint, these industrial sites, are pretty prominent right now in the nation's political discourse, in the form of the loss of manufacturing jobs from factories and plants. This is a major political football right now, and it's been a topic of discussion for some years. Is that something that you think about when you paint these places?
It is, because a country's wealth comes from what it actually does, what it grows, what it makes, what it builds. It doesn't come from people shuffling paper and, that's not a basis, or tourism or something like that. That's not the basis for an economy.
I'm curious about the feedback that you get to your work. What's the most surprising thing that someone has said to you in response to one of your paintings?
Well, I got a nice review in a small paper in Boston. It was I think kindly intended, but it was funny because the guy that was writing it was just sure that I was protesting the horrors of industry and screaming that, you know, this was such a bad thing. And so I really got a charge out of it. I like to have extreme reactions like that. And on the West Coast, it's a little bit hard for a lot of people to understand, because there's so much beauty in nature here that people think, well, why don't you paint a picture of the mountain with the river coming down? And I always feel like, you know what, that's so beautiful, why would you paint it? Because to me, in order to exalt beauty, you know, you find something utilitarian, something that's ordinary, but you put it in a, you see it in a special way with the, you know, with a special light, like at that kind of magic moment of the day. That's to me where beauty really shines. But on the West Coast, a lot of people don't really quite understand, you know, why are you painting the factories. On the East Coast, it seems to be that people are a little bit more used to being in an industrial environment, and so are a little bit more used to seeing the aesthetics and the beauty that you can find.
Oregon artist Daniel Robinson, his work will be featured at Mercury Gallery in Boston starting April 1st. Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Howard.
To see pictures of Robinson's work, go to our website at npr.org.